I absolutely do not blame the farmers. This is not a criticism of the farmers. The farmers are taking their lead from the technical people. And, of course, if my business was being threatened by a disease or a pest that was going to bankrupt me, I'd be reacting pretty quickly too. It is not a criticism of the industry. Understand that. It is a criticism, if there is a criticism involved, is the fact that due diligence must be exercised by biosecurity, and if it's a lack of human resources, then the government needs to put it in there so that this can be dealt with urgently.
So what can the industry do in the meantime? Because this is the product they have. Can they afford to sit and wait for something better to come along?
Look, a lot of the response is being driven by fear, and that's understandable. There is time. I know some growers are saying it's time for cool heads, just take it easy. And to me, it just really emphasises the fact that the response from the leaders to the industry, and that is the biosecurity people, usually is a bureaucratic type response. Well, that's all we've got, so that's what we're running with, or we're still investigating it. Those sorts of responses, which, as far as I'm concerned, given the urgency of the matter, is not sufficient.
What's your concern in the meantime? What do you believe is happening in terms of the impact of this chemical?
If this chemical lies around in the soil for a long period of time and does not biodegrade, you probably realise we get the odd bit of rainfall here. When this stuff gets mobile, it's very miscible with water. When it gets mobile, if it finds its way into the waterways, the consequences are just too horrific to contemplate. If it gets downstream outside of the catchments, you're going to bring in a whole another bunch of another sector who's going to complain about it. I mean, we don't need the industry to be crucified down the track because they've used this stuff. They need the leadership, and they need to be able to do something that works and that's safe.
What's your worst fears about the potential impact?
The potential impact is that, this is toxic to all aquatic organisms. We could sterilise the rivers. I mean, the River Trust doesn't particularly have a bailiwick in relation to the biodiversity of the river, but with rivers, the whole ecosystem is important. So we're more concerned about protecting banks and riparian vegetation. But the whole thing's intermeshed. If it gets into the groundwater, how many people, including farmers themselves, who use groundwater for domestic supply? And, what will be the consequences of that? These are questions I can't answer because I don't know the half-life of this thing, but I think caution is warranted.
Are you surprised, given the priority that's been placed, particularly in a political context, on protecting the Great Barrier Reef, on reducing runoff from farms, all farms, in the wet tropics area, that these questions aren't being asked by somebody else?
Well, that's really why I'm talking to you, I suppose. I'm alerting to the people who should be asking these questions. Why haven't you asked them? Yes, I know that responding, establishing a biosecurity response promptly is warranted. No doubt about that. All the more reason why the people who are charged with finding the safe and effective answers have to be given the resources to come up with the answers urgently.
How does it compare with regulatory authorities in terms of their regulation of other industries?
Well, talk to the cane growers. They feel a little bit persecuted. There's the issue of diuron, which seems to hang around in the environment. I would contend that this stuff makes diuron look like vitamins. Look, we just need to take a precautionary approach. We haven't got the luxury of time on our side. So caution doesn't mean go slow. It means be cautious, but be quick.